This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is Andrew Gall with the Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville, and everything is cranked up and ready to go like gangbusters.
Truer words have never been spoken. Yes, we're getting ready to go. It's our 64th season at the Parkway Playhouse. We have season tickets on sale already, and our box office hours will be just like last year, from 1 to 5 p.m. Thursday and Friday and Saturday afternoons, and then 1 hour before each performance.
And tickets are available on your website.
Tickets are available on the website. We're actually working on the website, so by the time people hear this, they should be able to buy tickets 24 hours a day at www.parkwayplayhouse.com.
Andrew, we've got a show coming right up. Tell us about that, and then go into what's coming up for the season.
The first show that we're doing is called Leaving Iowa, and it is it's really funny, which is why we're doing it. And it's about family vacations, and it's sort of the lost art of the family vacation. It's sort of like the best way that to describe it is sort of a retrospective on the American family vacation as told from the backseat of the station wagon.
Okay.
It's a wonderful comedy about a family who's been going on rather eccentric family vacations because the patriarch of the family, the father, is just obsessed with finding these out-of-the-way places mm-hmm. that nobody ever goes to, and the rest of the family just sort of tolerates this. And mm-hmm. then later on, we see the family now, and we see the family then, so it goes back and forth in time a little bit, and we see how these family vacations really made them closer, and it really forged a pretty deep bond between the four of them. It is also just singularly funny. Anybody who's ever ridden across the country or across the state or anywhere in the backseat of a station wagon mm-hmm. needs to see this play. It's really funny because there's no personal DVD players or headphones or anything like that. You know, when you were taking these car trips, you had to entertain yourself.
Sure.
And that's...
Well, you mentioned the station wagon. I knew right off none of those things would be in there. tell us about the dates of leaving Iowa.
It's going to open on Friday. All of our plays this year open on Friday, and that's a little bit of a change from last year. And the first performance is always half price. So on June 4th, when we have our first performance, tickets for Leaving Iowa are $10. And then we have performances on the 4th, 5th, and 6th, and then the 10th, 11th, and 12th of June for Leaving Iowa. And as I say, it's fantastic. And then later on in June, we have Annie, which is the musical based on the popular comic strip and radio show character. And that opens on June 25th and runs for 3 weeks. And that is... Well, we've been wanting to do that show for mm-hmm. a long time, mm-hmm. and we're already in rehearsal for it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Guys and Dolls comes after Annie, which is one of the best Broadway musicals ever. A lot of fun, a lot of singing, a lot of dancing, very, very funny, also very entertaining. And then we're doing a world premiere musical called The Ballad of Tom Dooley. And the season will close with Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, which is a fantastic romantic comedy classic.
And we thank you, Andrew Gall, for joining us today and telling us about the upcoming presentation of Leaving Iowa and the rest of the season. And for Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.